Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline from the New York Post. He's been covering the Diamond Sports bankruptcy, the company also known as Bally Sports, where you get your Padres games. Josh Cosman is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Josh, thank you for your time this morning. You're on with Ben and Woods in San Diego.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, we had an update yesterday on this story. You were writing about it earlier this week, but the bankruptcy is now official from Diamond Sports. Does that change anything, or was this all expected at this point?
This was all expected. In fact, Diamond has really been planning for this since last fall. And so has MLB, by the way. Both have sort of been planning for this.
So we had kicked it around yesterday on our show, and for our listeners, Our listeners and Padres viewers, we go through this every year. You know, they 1 year it was, if you get YouTube TV, you can watch the games. That went away after a year.
It's always right around this time, too. Like 2 weeks before opening day, and everyone goes, where am I going to watch the games?
There's this panic that sets in San Diego, Josh, and it is, oh, no, where do I watch these games? Do I need to sign up for cable? Like, I said, I need to watch the games. I love to watch the games. I signed up for cable. So I've got cable. I've got MLB TV. I'm spending a lot of money to do so. That said, you know, for our audience out there, what could you tell them about maybe the best way to be able to view the games this year?
Well, it looks as though, based on our reporting, that Bally's is going to drop the Padres. They're going to reject the Padres contract. They lose $20 million a year on the Padres deal. They pay the team roughly $60 million and take in less than $40 million from cable companies along with advertising. So in bankruptcy, you can reject a contract. So they are planning to reject the Padres contract. That could happen in days, it could happen in weeks, it could be a month or two, but it'll be somewhat soon.
Go ahead.
MLB, knowing this, although they and Diamond do not, or Bally's, the same thing, they don't get along, but just the same, MLB is prepared for this, and they are planning to stream Padres games for free until they can work out, and if they work out, new deals with the Cox and other cable companies in the San Diego area. So the plan is for no Padres fan to go without an ability to watch the game on television. But, you know, these are plans. Things are uncertain. So we'll see.
Josh, can you speak any more on how Bally Sports got into this situation? Because for the Padres in particular, you said, well, you know, they're paying out 60 and they're only making 40, so they're losing 20 million. Ratings have been through the roof. Interest in the Padres is higher than it has ever been in my lifetime. You'd be thinking Bally Sports should be doing really, really well. I mean, they couldn't have even imagined that they'd be doing this well, you know, over the life of the contract they signed a few years ago. So why are things going so badly for Bally Sports, especially here in San Diego?
Good question. So on a macro level, they paid $9.6 billion in 2019, only 4 years ago, Sinclair did, for what were the Fox Sports networks. They renamed it Diamond and then sold the naming rights to Bally's. But basically, Sinclair bought this for $9.6 billion then. At the time, they thought it was a steal, but as it's turned out, cord cutting has accelerated quite a bit. And most cable companies around the country now have sports tiers. So that eliminates non-sports fans from paying the price for a Bally's TV in their market. So you couple those two together, and the amount of money one can get from regional sports networks is completely collapsed. So this $9.6 billion deal included $8 billion in debt financing, meaning that Bally's Diamond borrowed $8 billion to finance the transaction. So the company was heavily in debt, is heavily in debt. That's why they just declared bankruptcy. And the earnings have completely fallen off the map. So this turned out to be a terrible acquisition. So in bankruptcy, what the creditors hope to do is make Diamond profitable by focusing on the profitable contracts and rejecting the unprofitable ones. And I hate to say it for San Diego, but the Padres are probably the most unprofitable contract they have in baseball, the NBA, or NHL.
Like Ben just said, it's staggering to think about based on just the fever pitch for the team here in San Diego, Josh. We're talking to Josh Kosman, business journalist for the New York Post. Do we trust Major League Baseball to, and I know you said they've been prepared, they've known this was coming. Do we trust Major League Baseball to be able to deliver this product seamlessly? You're talking about a league who we all love that don't know what they're doing with their baseballs at this point, you know, in the game. Their baseballs are different and different for certain teams. And now I got to trust that they're not only going to give me a great product, they're going to do it for free. Typically, don't we get what we pay for, especially when it comes from Major League Baseball?
I look, there's no way to know until this actually rolls out.
Fair, yeah.
My guess is there's enough on the line for baseball, and they've had long enough to prepare, and they've been hiring executives who basically ran the Fox network, that I'm going to guess they're going to get it right. But again, we won't know until it rolls out. The good news is if they do get it right, they're planning to offer it for free until they can work deals with local cable companies, which will be for less money than they're paying now. And then they will still offer over the top for about $15 a month, which is less than what teams are charging that do offer over the top service. So in the end, this may be good for Padres fans. But on the other hand, there could be some bumpiness on the way there.
Josh, last thing for me, obviously, you know, we haven't seen it here in San Diego where Peter Seidler has spent exorbitantly on his payroll, but in a lot of other smaller markets, you know, you see owners saying, hey, we got to keep the payroll low because we don't get as much. Now we're hearing that those contracts, you know, might be even lower than ever. Does this have the potential to affect the economics of baseball and the ever escalating salaries for players? Could this be a legitimate, like in the next contract talks between players and owners, a sticking point where they say, hey, you know, the media deals aren't there anymore. We can't keep paying you what we've been paying you.
Well, if they don't, not to interrupt you, but if it's not, they're going to make it so. They're going to say that that's happened.
I mean, sure, sure, yes.
They're absolutely, the owners are absolutely going to go to the table, I think, in the next CBA and say, well, I mean, look at all this money we lost. They did it, you know, they did
for the
it
pandemic,
for the
yeah,
pandemic.
Of course.
Look at all this money we lost.
That's business
TV
101,
deals.
Josh, yeah, I assume.
I'm sure that's going to happen.
Well, I think you guys are definitely right. Now, whether a Peter Seidler, who made a fortune in private equity, whether this impacts him considering the money he's been spending out there, I don't know. Next thing you guys are going to tell me, it's raining in San Diego.
Pouring. Miserable.
I don't know Seidler's personal situation beyond the fact he's a private equity bazillionaire, but overall, yes, it will definitely impact certain teams. And a lot of baseball teams don't make money as is, and this will be a significant hit, and it could be for the Padres. Again, how much it impacts him, he should have been aware this was coming, sure, in the offseason when he signed Xander Bogaerts to a gosh amounts of money. So, and by the way, I'm not saying that won't work out, putting my fan hat on.
That's all right.
You know, it was a lot of money for a shortstop in the back end of his career. But, you know, that being another matter, he didn't seem reluctant to spend money in the offseason, and he must have known this was coming. So I don't know how this will impact the Padres directly, but for baseball overall and small team owners, and I'm not sure I'd consider the Padres a small market team anymore, he's somewhere in the gray area, but let's say for the Cleveland Indians, where Paul Dolan doesn't have enough money to sign big name players and was making a lot from his media rights deals. And their contract will be rejected. They were operating on a knife's edge anyway. So will it affect the Guardians? I would think for sure. The Padres, it could, although the way Seidler's been spending, maybe not.
Josh, really appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for your time. If you could do me just one favor, I have a pet peeve. Could you talk to the headline writers at the Post in New York? When they write about the Padres, they abbreviate it the Pods, P-O-D-S.
Yeah.
No one calls them that. It's the Padres, P-A-D-R-E-S, not the P-O-D-S. But they'll do like the headline, Pods beat Mets in playoffs, P-O-D-S, Pods.
You're rubbing that in a little bit.
I don't know. It's just a pet peeve of mine. They're not the Pods, P-O-D-S.
And they're not the Pads either. P-A-D-S doesn't really work necessarily either. It's, I don't know.
I'll pass your message along.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
That was great stuff.
Sure. Thanks for having
me. Josh Kosman from the New York Post with us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.